And a very good afternoon to you. The time is 12:07, and you're tuned to Midday Matters Financial Focus right here on 89.1 FM. I'm Sean Beter. Susan Burns is off today. We'll have her back next week. We do invite you to join the conversation today, though. Ask the questions that Susan might have asked. Give us a call, 260-452-1185. Of course, you can always call us toll-free at 1-800-471-9264. Email middaymatters@nipr.fm, post on our Facebook wall, or you can always send us a tweet. It's at Midday Matters. Today's topic, of course, we'll be chatting about protecting and building and rebuilding your credit. And joining me in the studio for the hour to help us with that topic, it's Jason Meyer, Director of Business Development at Financial Hope here in Fort Wayne. Jason, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thanks for having us, Sean.
Also in studio, it's Michael, is it LeClaire?
LeClaire.
All right. I wanted to be sure I got that right. Director of Counselors at Financial Hope. And gentlemen, welcome to the program. Thanks very much for being with us. And hopefully we'll get some folks with questions and comments to help guide the conversation today. I want to start out, though. I think last time we had folks from your organization on the air, it was not called Financial Hope. And Jason, can you bring us up to speed on the name change?
Sure. Yes, we are now Financial Hope Counseling and Education. It is our new name. We were formerly a Consumer Credit Counseling Service of Northeastern Indiana. And we've been in the community actually since 1965. But probably about a month and a half ago now, we've changed our name to Financial Hope Counseling and Education because it kind of gives a better wraparound of everything we do as an organization. So, and Mike has a few things he wants to share with us about all the programs we actually do with Financial Hope.
Sure. Well, before we, you touched on it there just now, but we were talking before the show got going, Consumer Credit Counseling Service of Northeastern Indiana, 65, you started, back in the 60s, the name just wasn't catching on?
No. The Financial Hope name actually kind of reflects better everything we do because we don't only do just the debt management programs. We do free budget counseling. Mm-hmm. We sit down with our clients and do one-on-one personalized budget counseling, which helps identify all the expenses our clients have. And it really does good on that initial consultation for the budgeting. And then we also have foreclosure prevention, bankruptcy counseling, and of course our debt management programs
sure.
as well.
And Michael, we touched on it there just now, but tell us a little more about what Financial Hope does for folks who may have missed our previous programs with the organization.
Well, the first thing we do is offer free budget counseling. If somebody's just kind of trying to figure out where they're at with their finances, they can give us a ring. We'll set them up with a free and confidential appointment with one of our certified financial counselors. The appointment lasts about 45 minutes to an hour. There's a little paperwork, a financial profile form. We'll be glad to email them. They could print it off our website, or we can even mail it to them in the mail, asking them to list their basic financial information, like their net income, living expenses, and debts. We do offer the debt management program for a lot of folks. What we attempt to do is set them up with repayment plans back to their creditors. Our expertise is working between credit card companies. So if somebody comes in and says, hey, I'm a month or two behind paying Citibank and Chase, and they're charging me late fees, and they're calling me, and my interest rates are sky high. If somebody goes through that debt management program, within about a month or two, those credit card companies are going to lower their interest rates, stop the late and over limit fees, and generally, most of them re-age the account. So we can get them back on track and getting them out of credit card debt generally within 3 to 5 years on that program.
So I think a lot of folks, if they know the organization, probably know you for the debt management program. But there's really a lot more help that you can provide in helping people get a hold of their finances.
The debt management program was our bread and butter for years, and it's still one of our main programs. But over the years, we've kind of gotten into like Jason had mentioned, we do foreclosure prevention counseling, delinquent mortgage counseling, HECM counseling, or reverse mortgage counseling for somebody that's 62 or older that wants to stay in their house and they could get some money out of the equity in their home without having a monthly payment. We do a bankruptcy counseling and education. If by law, if somebody actually files bankruptcy, they actually have to get some counseling prior to filing the bankruptcy, and we're an approved provider of that. So, yeah, our menu's changing. So, again, that's where we've gotten into more of the Financial Hope counseling education. It's just we feel it's a better name. It kind of encompasses what we do here.
We do invite our listeners to join us this hour. If you have a question or comment for Jason and Michael, the number 260-452-1185, or you can call 1-800-471-9264. Gentlemen, you know, I think when folks think about services like this, you know, they may think of you, but increasingly it seems like we're seeing the advertisements, things like that, for many other organizations like this. But you all are different in that you're a nonprofit organization. Isn't that right, Jason?
That's correct. Yes, we are a nonprofit, and there are a lot of predatory companies out there. We just encourage you to do a little research on whenever calling credit counseling, because there are many reputable nonprofits. Consumer credit counseling services out there, and you just have to make sure to double check. And with the holidays, it's a lot of times the for-profit folks are starting to spread the word that, hey, we can help get you out of credit card debt. But just do a little research prior to saying that first appointment, things like that.
Michael, when folks see these ads, even if they see maybe materials for you all, mm-hmm. I mean, what should they look for to keep themselves safe when looking for a service?
The biggest thing is, are they a nonprofit organization? Do they have we have a local board of directors? Okay, mm-hmm. We offer financial education. So those are, you know, what are your fees? Our counseling apps is absolutely free, but if somebody does join our debt management program, there's a one-time $50, what we call a setup fee, and then there's actually a monthly fee. It's anywhere from like about $10, and it caps out at $50. But you definitely want to know what your fees are. We do not have a fee. If somebody drops out of our program, we're not going to charge them a fee to you know, end their program with us. So those are the things you want to look for, and then references. You know, if they know somebody that's used a service and stuff, they can ask them how they like that service and such.
When we talk about these predatory companies, though, I mean, they may have some effect in helping to improve your credit and your situation. On the other hand, they may just take your money and run. Is that kind of the basics there?
Well, what's going on in the last few years is the CCCS names has got pretty generic, and it kind of, a lot of people think we're somebody else. And there's a lot of what they call debt settlement agencies that are out there. And a lot of people actually got involved with the debt settlement agencies thinking they were with a debt management organization. And it's entirely two different animals. As our organization will make monthly payments to your creditors, we'll send you a monthly statement. You'll continue to get a statement from your credit card company, okay? With the debt settlement agencies, generally what they do is they stockpile your money in a bank account, and then they try to set up these settlements, which a lot of times, though, by the time they're doing that, your credit's getting trashed and you could get sued by one of your creditors. So that's what we've seen in the last few years with some of the folks that are out there. So you got to be really careful. Again, do your homework, you know, check them out with the BBB, you know, see what you're getting into.
260-452-1185 is the number to call if you have a question or comment, or you can always email us. It's middaymatters@nipr.fm. We have just a few minutes before we need to take our first break here, gentlemen, but I want to help our listeners paint a picture. I mean, is there an average profile of somebody who comes to Financial Hope, say, for the first time? Jason, we can start with you. Who's your average client?
We have clients all across the board. Mike and I were actually just talking about this before we came in. We don't have a specific target client because a lot of people, myself included, I mean, with it being the holiday season, for instance, I'll just use that example. There are a lot of opportunities to spend over your budget, and November and December is a very high time for that. So when doing your holiday spending or your holiday spending / shopping, just keep that in mind, that the importance of sticking to a budget and the importance of things, because even if you are great for the first 10 months of the year, come the holiday season, you can just shoot your budget in 2 months. So a lot of people don't realize this until the day after Christmas too. So that's why we have been constantly putting out information over the last couple months on how to not overspend this holiday season, just to prepare people for the coming beginning of the year with all the different ramifications coming up with fiscal cliff and things of that nature. So long answer to your question, Sean, we don't have a typical client, but the old adage is you have to have money to spend money. So in many cases, you have to, and that's why we don't have that target specific client, I guess. And Mike, you might be able to share a little more, but that's what I've seen over the years and then this past couple months with the organization.
Mike, does that that's right in line with your experience? Definitely. Not really an average even income profile necessarily, or average men, women, families coming to you?
Well, you know, I agree with Jason. You know, we see people from all walks of life, all different types of income levels, age levels, and things of that nature. Typically, when somebody's coming in, particularly if it's a married couple, generally it's normally the female or the wife that's initiating, you know, the call or the counseling session. Not always, but that tends to be one of the things that we see quite a bit. Mm-hmm. But again, we work with folks from all walks of life, and a lot of folks have great incomes, and they're just gotten into a situation where they've just overspent, particularly with the credit cards and stuff. So.
All right. We're going to take a quick break here, and then we'll continue the discussion when we get back. Of course, we want your questions and comments. We want you to be part of the conversation today on this program. The number is 260-452-1185. You can call us toll-free with your question or comment, of course, 1-800-471-9264. And we should note, if you'd like to remain anonymous for this program, we'll be happy to take your call. Of course, if you'd like to email, it's middaymatters@nipr.fm. You can post on our Facebook wall or send us a tweet. It's @MiddayMatters. Stay with us. The discussion continues when we return.
Where do you go for rich conversation on the topics that matter most? The radio is more responsive than the water cooler, and we take your calls. I'm Neil Conan. If you're talking about it, we're talking about it. Join us for provocative talk on the issues you really care about. Next Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Tune in weekdays at 2 here on WBOI, Northeast Indiana Public Radio.
Been in the kitchen too long? Then it's time to toss a salad of styles, forms, tastes, and timbres. I'm Bob Mayer. I create the salads every Tuesday from 7 to 9 here on 89.1 WBOI. Join in the Jazz Food Fest.
Wine dates back 8,000 years, but ancient wine was quite different than the drink we know today. For one thing, it tasted pretty bad. So bad that people would add things like lead, pine resin, and marble dust to improve the taste. On the next Fresh Air, Paul Lucas talks about the history of wine. His new book is called Inventing Wine. Join us.
Fresh Air, weekdays at 1 on WBOI.
Support for this program on WBOI is provided by Reinbold and Anderson, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC. Plan to retire on your terms. More information on Reinbold and Anderson on NIPR's homepage at nipr.fm.
It's 20 minutes past noon. This is Midday Matters, Financial Focus on WBOI. I'm Sean Beter. Susan Burns is off today. And we do invite you to join this conversation about credit during the holiday season. The number, 260-452-1185. Of course, you can always call us toll-free at 1-800-471-9264. Email middaymatters@nipr.fm. Post on our Facebook wall, or you can always send us a tweet at Midday Matters. And it looks like we have a caller on the line here, so let's open the phones and go to Bob. Well, looks like Bob has left us, unfortunately. Bob, if you'd like to get in touch once again, the number 260-452-1185. And of course, if you'd like to remain anonymous during this program, we can still take your call. We're with Jason Meyer and Michael LeClaire from Financial Hope this hour. And Mike, I want to get back to this discussion we we sort of started in the first segment about the holiday season here, and you know, it especially in the last few decades, it's very easy to get out and overspend a bit.
Oh, there's no problem with that. I think the biggest thing is to have some type of spending plan, a budget, and no matter what, we were discussing that earlier, is you should have that throughout the whole year, not just at Christmas, but particularly this time of year. Otherwise, here's what's going to happen. You know, come January, when everything's done and put away and the tree's down and it's, 25 degrees below zero, the heating bills are coming in, they're higher than normal, and the credit card bills are coming in, and then everybody's like, wow, I got to face reality. So if you can start off with some type of spending plan, budget, to know where you're at, and you may not be perfect. That I'm going to stress that you don't have to be perfect with this, but it's going to help you stay in line, and it's going to help facing the new year and then coming up for the upcoming months after that.
Well, and so often, especially nowadays, it's easier than ever to spend your entire monthly income in an hour from home. If you get on Amazon, you get sucked into that wormhole there, that retail wormhole. Suddenly, it seems much easier to blow your budget. Jason, I'm sure folks come to the organization, with those added problems as well.
Oh, definitely. And it's so easy online, just to go online and purchase things from Amazon. And you can also purchase it directly from the various sites as well, and then apply for a 0% no interest credit card for a year. And all those things add up. And it just goes back to what Mike said. You need to be really focused on sticking to that budget. If you're out with your kids or your grandkids, just make sure that you, when they say, I want this, that's great. we can't do that. No, you don't want to say that. But at the same time, it's sometimes easier to shop alone. And that's some things I've been reading and seeing and noticed from personal experience. If you shop alone, you get what's on your list. You don't get tempted by all the chatter and hoopla from your family and friends, and just shop alone and also go in on gifts with others. Just common things that you might not think of that are pretty basic, but just those little things help you save a lot in the long run.
If you have a credit question for this hour of the program, we'd love to hear from you. We'd also love to hear from you if you have tips on managing your money and staying within your budget. So do give us a call. It's 260-452-1185 or 1-800-471-9264. And Mike, it looks like you were going to jump in there.
Before the show gets away from us, one thing I just want to recommend. My wife, she does an excellent job of this. She has a Christmas Club account that she has set up. And that's one thing that's really, really helped us over the years. So, around October, at least by November, you're going to get this check from the local bank. And so she has that automatically deposited into her savings account and Christmas account. So that's one thing I would highly recommend. If you haven't done that in the past, maybe start the year off, because Christmas 2013 is going to be honest, like next week here,
So you're talking about basically an automatic deduction,
right?
That's taken throughout the year.
Right, because all of us have the best intentions of driving to the bank and we're going to start saving money and this and this and this, but a lot of times it doesn't happen. A lot of things get in the way. But if it's automatically deducted, it's coming out of that paycheck every time. All of a sudden, boom, you're going to, oh yeah, that's right, I do have all this money set back, and it's going to be a big help. So
it sounds like a nice little bonus once you get to that time,
yeah,
as well.
Oh, definitely. It's been a big help for us. So
it seems, Jason, like a lot of this, and I'm sure a lot of the advice that we talk about over the course of the hour is really just going to be about knowing yourself a little bit better and knowing the situation you're in a little bit better. It seems like so often, we don't like to talk about money within family situations. Folks tend to shy away from it a little bit.
They do. And the importance, again, with not only Christmas, but throughout the year, is having, and we stress this all the time, having that written budget, knowing your spending habits, knowing how much money's coming in, how much money's going out. Monthly we write down as a family. I kind of drove my wife nuts about 2 years ago, forcing her to do this, but you just put your income on one side and put your expenses on the other side, and you have those monthly expenses and then the hidden expenditures as well that Mike knows very well our budgeting process with our organization. But from our standpoint, as long as you just identify everything out, get it all out on the table, writing it down, down writing. Even if you go get that cup of coffee for $3, I mean, that's $3 a day, $90 a month. It all adds up. And it just really helps you keep track of spending habits. And if you have cash and you'll know you'll spend it, just act like you don't have it, tuck it away, put it somewhere in the bank account, just not in your checkbook, just little hidden tips like that. I mean, it helps a great deal.
I think when we talk about making budgets, maybe a lot of folks do a more, a bigger picture budget, let's say. You know, I'm going to spend this much on, clothes this month, or this much on food. And it's just, it includes fast food and, you know, going out to a restaurant, to what you get at the grocery store. What I'm hearing here, though, Michael, is a much more granular approach to budget making.
I think so. I think, you know, for a lot of folks, they're pretty good at saying, okay, here's my net income, here's the house payment, here's the car payment, here's what I think I spend on utilities. So they know those kind of fixed expenses, but I think majority of people are forgetting about like the periodic expenses, you know, car repairs, license plates, clothing, Christmas gift giving. Mm-hmm. So they tend to just let those expenses just happen to them, and they treat them as an emergency. So you really have to look down the road, know that those expenses are coming at you, and estimate them. You know, it's hard to know what you're going to spend on auto repairs every year, but at least estimate that amount, and whatever that amount is, try to plug it into your monthly budget. Now, if you can't, I always tell people, try to take that big tax return that you usually get. For a lot of people, they get a big tax return in the beginning of the year. So instead of spending it right away, take a big chunk of that, stick it in the savings account, and they're going to definitely need that for the car repairs, the license plates, the kids' clothing, so they won't have to use credit cards for those type of purchases. And then try to, yeah, you're right, you're going to have to take a look at another expense a lot of people make the mistake on is like miscellaneous expenses, like Walmart, Myers of the world. They think they're spending $20 a month there. In reality, they're spending probably $150, particularly if they have a family of five. So you really need to track your actual spending compared to what you think you're doing. I'll guarantee you, usually for most people, including myself, it's usually two different numbers.
Save the receipts, in other
words. Save those receipts.
260-452-1185 is the number to call if you have a question, a comment, or perhaps a tip for money management during the holiday season. Or you can always email middaymatters@nipr.fm or post on our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/middaymatters. Looks like we have a caller on the line here. Let's open the phones and go to Edward. Edward, good afternoon. You're on Midday Matters.
Hey, good afternoon, man. Thank you for the subject matter. My wife and I went to a BK and let the house go. It's been about 5 years now. We're stabilized. We're doing well. However, we have decades worth of history, most all of it good. I mean, we were golden for a long time. How do we go about wiping some of that out? I have a couple acquaintances who have paid a lot of money to these companies, and it takes 2 or 3 years to just get all that old history gone. Do you folks offer a service for that? And I actually don't even know for sure what I'm asking, but I think you probably do.
I do. And I think what I'm hearing from you is you're just trying to clean up some of the items on your credit report and reestablish your credit. First of all, I would highly recommend that you don't go to a place that's going to, you know, charge you money to per se clean up your credit, okay? Just don't go there. The best thing, bankruptcy, if you filed a Chapter 7 bankruptcy, is generally on your credit report for 10 years. Every year that goes by becomes less of a factor. The biggest thing in your situation, what I would highly recommend, is to make sure whatever type of credit you have going on right now, just make sure you're paying it in a timely manner. So, and if you don't have any credit, I know a lot of people, after they file bankruptcy, they say, hey, you know, I'm not even going to touch a credit card. I'm not going to have any more loans for the rest of my life. And that's good, but trying to get credit down the road is going to be hard. So I would highly recommend, if you don't have any type of credit, look into something like a secured credit card, a secured MasterCard or Visa, and use it on a regular basis. Charge a gallon of gas, a gallon of milk, whatever, and just pay it off every month. That'll hit on your credit report. A lot of banks and credit unions have what are called credit rebuilding loans, that small loans that you can kind of take out. to try to help rebuild your credit. But again, stay away from the places that promise that they're going to fix your credit and clean up your credit for a fee. You can dispute information on your credit report. You can do that for free. Just get on the, you know, TransUnion, Equifax, or Experian. There's a dispute form on there if you legitimately have something that you feel is inaccurate. But for the most part, a lot of that information, particularly a bankruptcy, is on there for 10, and a lot of your other information is on there for 7 years, good or bad, paid or unpaid. So some of that's just going to take time to kind of go away.
Okay. Well, that helps tremendously. You know, we've already pretty well reestablished our credit. I mean, we're both well into the lower mid sevens.
That's good.
That is good, but it's just the old history. I mean, literally decades worth of all kinds of stuff that we don't do anymore, but it still is like this big glop of incredible stuff. I don't remember what half of it was for. Is there a way to, without paying somebody, as you say, a whole lot, to eradicate that? I mean, I know it can be done, but I, as you said, I want to stay away from these the people, you know, they want to charge hundreds and hundreds and dollars and keep me on the hook for 2 or 3 years to do it.
Well, probably if you have some information that you feel definitely should be out of there, you know, it's past the time limit, then I would just dispute it online with one of the credit reporting agencies and ask if they'd be removed. Then they'll check it out. They're just not going to take your word for it, and they'll get back to you and say, yeah, you're correct. This should have been removed from your credit report 3 years ago and stuff. So I would go that route first.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. I didn't realize I could go directly to them.
Yes.
That helps tremendously. Well, thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Edward, we appreciate the call. Have a very good day and good luck. And we invite more of our listeners to join the conversation as well. If you have a question or a comment, perhaps a tip on how you manage your money successfully, give us a call. It's 260-452-1185 or 1-800-471-9264. Of course, you can always email us middaymatters@nipr.fm, post on our Facebook wall, or you can send us a tweet at Midday Matters. You know, I know a lot of folks, especially in the last 4, 5, 6 years, during kind of the depths of this crisis, have gotten into a lot of trouble, and probably a lot of folks wondering if bankruptcy is an option. I guess the question is it? I mean, that very much is a last resort. What should people do before they get to that point of even considering bankruptcy as an option? Michael, we can start with you.
Well, you definitely want to check out all your options, and I think our organization is a great place to start, okay? Because, one, we can sit down. Again, they're going to sit down with a certified financial counselor. We'll go over their situation, and we'll give them an honest, upfront answer. And if we feel that bankruptcy is the best way for them to go, we'll tell them that they need legal advice. We can't give them, per se, legal advice. We're not trained to do that. That's not our job. But we'll say, look, you need to, you know, contact an attorney and go from there. So in some cases, yes, bankruptcy may be the option for somebody that's, you know, losing their home. Their wages are going to be garnished, and they just can't pay. You know, if their wages garnished, they can't make ends meet anymore. So in some cases, it does make sense. Yes, it sits on the credit report for a long time. You can reestablish your credit, but in other times, I think a lot of people thinking bankruptcy was their only option. They were able to come to our organization. We were able to set them up on a debt management program. We've had a tremendous amount of folks through the years come through there and pay off a lot of debt. I mean, sometimes over $100,000 of credit card debt in within, you know, about 5 years of time. And
wow. And
again, they're thinking, you know, that they should have filed bankruptcy, and they, you know, they didn't even know about us until a friend or family member said, hey, you got to check out Consumer Credit Counseling Service, now Financial Hope. So if you're out there, if you're thinking bankruptcy is your only option, definitely give us a call at Financial Hope, and we can kind of guide you there.
And of course, we can put all of that information on our Facebook page after the show is over, in case folks are interested in finding out more or getting in touch with y'all. We do need to take a quick break for the news here. We'll continue the conversation, of course, when we get back. And we want to hear from you. If you have a question like Edward did for our panelists today, maybe you have a comment or a tip, a money management tip to share with the rest of our listeners, please do give us a call and share your thoughts. It's 260-452-1185. Of Of course, you can always call toll-free at 1-800-471-9264. Email middaymatters@nipr.fm, post on our Facebook wall, or send us a tweet at Midday Matters. Stay with us. We'll keep the conversation going in just a few moments. Now the news.
Cellist Elisa Weilerstein hears love, vulnerability, and nostalgia in Edward Elgar's cello concerto.
These qualities are really unique to Elgar. I don't hear this kind of almost nakedness in much other music that I can think of at all.
Weilerstein on Elgar, later on All Things Considered from NPR News.
That's weekdays starting at 4 on WBOI Northeast Indiana Public Radio.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Northeast Indiana Public Radio. I'm Sarah D'Elia with WBOI News. The Indiana Attorney General's Office is seeking the emergency suspension of licenses for two doctors, saying that they've been unsafely prescribing pain medication. The office wants the State Medical Licensing Board to suspend Dr. William Hedrick of Fort Wayne and Dr. Leah Marlowe of Jeffersonville. Hedrick is the founder of the Centers for Pain Relief in Northern Indiana. Officials say numerous patients have died while in his care and that his prescribing habits are not medically sound. Marlowe works for the Clark County Wellness Center, where the state says 95% of her patients receive oxycodone at the cash-only practice. Hedrick did not immediately reply to a message seeking comment. A call to Marlowe's practice ran unanswered. The Medical Licensing Board is to consider the suspension requests on Thursday. A U.S. district judge has ruled against atheist organization the Center for Inquiry in its bid to strike down Indiana's marriage statute as unconstitutional. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports.
Marriage in Indiana is a two-step process, receiving a marriage license and making the marriage official. The state's marriage statute specifies who can perform that second step, the clergy of any religious group and certain government officials like mayors and judges. By disallowing celebrants from the Center for Inquiry to solemnize, the CFI claimed the state was favoring religion and making non-religious people unequal under the law. Judge Sarah Evans Barker disagrees, saying the CFI's complaint was about an inconvenience, not unconstitutionality. She also rejected the claim that CFI and its non-religious members are a suspect class with a history of unequal treatment. But CFI Indiana Executive Director Reba Boyd Wooden says atheists are one of the few groups it's still considered acceptable to denigrate.
If we were denying the equal right to Jews or Muslims or LGBT people or an ethnic group, people would not accept that at all.
Barker says the statute provides for non-religious alternatives. Wooden says the organization will appeal the ruling. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.
Indiana's outgoing state school superintendent says he's applying to become the new Florida State Education Commissioner. Tony Bennett is a Republican who lost his reelection bid after a four-year term in which he pushed for Indiana's private school voucher program and oversaw the first state takeover of troubled public schools. About 50 people have applied for the Florida position, which is appointed by the state's Board of Education. Bennett says he looks forward to the interview process for the Florida position. Democrat Glenda Ritz will take over the Indiana Department of Education in early January. The suburban Indianapolis school librarian won election with the support of teachers who said they felt Bennett made them a scapegoat for school troubles. Indiana Attorney General Greg Zeller says Hoosiers are receiving a property deed scam in the mail. WBOI's Doug Gruber has the details.
The mailing is often from a private company with a government-like name, offering certified copies of your land deed for an excessive fee, maybe up to $87. Property deeds are public records. Your county recorder can provide a copy free or at nominal cost, sometimes a dollar a page. Zeller said that while the property deed service is not necessarily illegal, the solicitation can mislead consumers into believing they need a copy. Homeowners are not required to have copies even when they sell their property. Zeller says disregard the mailings, and if you paid for this service and did not receive your deed, you can file a complaint with the Attorney General's office by visiting www.indianaconsumer.com. For WBOI News, I'm Doug Gruber.
You're listening to 89.1 FM WBOI. And now back to Midday Matters.
20 minutes before the top of the hour, 1 o'clock. It's Midday Matters Financial Focus on WBOY. I'm Sean Beter. Susan Burns is away today. Joining us in studio for the hour, though, it's Jason Meyer and Michael LeClaire from Financial Hope, formerly Consumer Credit Counseling Services right here in Fort Wayne. We are talking credit and money management today, and we do want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment for our panel, give us a call. It's 260-452-1185. Or perhaps you have a money management tip you'd like to share, especially during this high spending time during the holidays. The number toll free is 1-800-471-9264. Email middaymatters@nipr.fm. Post on our Facebook wall, or you can always send us a tweet. It's at Midday Matters. We have a caller on the line here. Let's open the phones and go. Oh, looks like Aubrey has left us. Aubrey, if you'd like to give us a call back, please do. You'll get right through. Nobody else in the phone hopper currently. We did also have a question on our Facebook page from Daniel here, and I need to edit a little bit, but Daniel asks, how does credit score influence our employability, particularly in business or financial jobs and careers? And of course, a lot of folks hearing about employers doing all sorts of things to check up on them these days. Where do you guys land on this? Jason, we can start with you.
Yeah, well, I think it's important anytime just to keep your credit report clean and making those payments on time, making sure that you make those payments on time, because a lot of times you get the statement in the mail, throw it in the glove box, and totally forget about it for 2 weeks, and then you're like, oh, contacted a week later, where's my payment? And that, all those little things make a ding on your credit report. So I think it's really important to make those payments on time, because you never know when that'll be pulled, whether it be by a potential employer, just if you need a loan for a house, loan for a car, anytime. I mean, it could just be pulled that day. So you just need to make sure that it's clean. That's kind of my feedback on it, just that importance of making that payment, whether it be minimum or $500 over the minimum, which is always a good thing to do, pay more than the minimum, which we can get into a little later. But Mike, I know that you see a lot of different things in terms of credit reports and credit scores.
I think the big thing there is not every single employer is going to pull your credit report. Certainly a lot of them do, particularly if you're working in the world of finance, you can pretty much count they're going to pull your credit report. But the trick there is if an employer has two candidates and they're pretty equally qualified, it could come down to the actual credit report, you know? So that's another reason why you do want to pay attention to your credit report, your credit score. And you can get a free copy of your credit report every year from annualcreditreport.com. Mm-hmm. It doesn't come with the credit score per se. You'd have to purchase that. I believe it's around $10. But you can actually look at your credit report for free through annualcreditreport.com.
And we touched on this a bit just the other day here, but there are, you know, like these other debt settlement services, mm-hmm. there are also many paid options that are advertising as free credit reporting agencies such as freecreditreport.com. But the actually free one
that's the government
that's,
one, yeah.
That's mandated, that is allowed by the government, that's annual creditreport.com.
Right. You see a lot of, you know, advertisement, the guy's playing the guitar. Right. So they want to hook you in basically to a service that you're going to pay to have your credit report monitored and your credit score monitored. And you don't need to pay for that. You could do it yourself for free. So
when folks are I imagine many of our listeners have maybe never seen their credit report. Yeah. What should they be looking for when they access that service, perhaps for the first time?
Well, first of all, they're a lot easier to read than they used to be. So that's one thing that's better about credit reports. Basically, it's going to have personal information. It's going to have information how long they've had credit, who they have credit with now, their bill paying history, if they've ever had any like judgments, things of that nature on there. Most of the credit information beyond bankruptcy is on there for 7 years, good or bad, paid or unpaid. And then if somebody does have some questions about reading their credit report, they can give us a call. Now, if somebody, we can do a credit review with somebody, but we have to do it in conjunction with a budget interview. We cannot just go over their credit report. They would actually have to go through we'd have to go through a budget with them and stuff. But I think it's a lot easier to read than they used to be, though, those for the credit report.
Great. We do want to hear some questions and comments, perhaps tips from our listeners today. Do get in touch with us. Just about 15 minutes left in the program to do so. 260-452-1185. Or you can always call us toll-free at 1-800- 877-471-9264. Email middaymatters@nipr.fm. Post on our Facebook wall, or you can always send us a tweet. It's at Midday Matters. And we should let you know, nobody currently in the phone bank, so if you give us a call now, you'll get right through. One thing I want to go back to before we move on here, when we were talking about budgeting earlier in the program, we hear about the importance of a budget. We hear that it's important to stay with that budget, but I think a big part of basic money management is also saving and making sure that you're budgeting to save a little bit and to save into an emergency fund as well. But Jason, that can be very difficult.
It can, and it goes back to that $3 cup of coffee 30 days out of the month. But it is very important to have that emergency fund for doctor bills, for any hidden expense. The refrigerator goes out and the washer goes out in the same week, that kind of thing. That those are typical credit card payments. And if you have that $500,000, $1,500 emergency fund, those payments can be fixed pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. And the importance that I would just stress is keep rebuilding that emergency fund. Say you take $300 out to buy a used washer and used washer, replace that money before you go spending it again. That is critical to keeping that budget intact. And then planning for those expenses that you have as well coming are really critical to maintaining that budget.
When you're looking at prioritizing your budget, because a lot of folks, they may be employed, their income may not really be enough to their expenses. Right. I mean, how do you prioritize things like that when you're working with a client, say, who's come in that situation? Do you make an emergency fund a top priority? Do you make savings a top priority? Is it just getting rid of the bills?
Well, typically when somebody comes in, like in our budget form, we have all the categories, and one of them is the savings. And just about everybody that comes in, obviously, they're going to put zero down. They're not saving anything. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the reasons we're seeing them. So what we really stress is at the very minimum, I'll put like $25 in their budget and say that, maybe that could be your goal, is to start saving $25 a month. So a lot of the financial experts, you'll hear them say, save 10% of your income. Awesome. That's a great tip, great solid advice. Have 3 months of living expenses put back. But for a lot of people, that's a big turnoff. They're going to, there's no way in the world I can do that. So they don't start. So our tip is just start. Even if it's $5 a paycheck, particularly if you can have it automatically direct deposited into your savings account, something is better than nothing. And if you have it direct deposited, you're not going to miss it. Take advantage of that tax refund. If you're paid weekly, you get an extra paycheck, I believe, four times a year. If you're paid twice a month, you're going to get two extra paychecks. So take advantage of those extra paychecks, the tax refund, and use those opportunities to jumpstart that emergency fund.
And of course, saving is just that. Once you've put it away in that savings account, I would think do your best to stay away from it.
It's tough, yeah, but you want to save it for what it's intended for. For them, like the refrigerator going out, things like that nature. So but it's tough.
It looks like we have a few callers on the line here, and just 10 minutes in the program. If you'd like to join the conversation, we'd love to have you on 260-452-1185 or toll free at 1-800-471-9264. Let's see if we can get Sean on the line. Sean, good afternoon. You're on the program.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for taking the call. I appreciate it. So I went through a bankruptcy, and it was an accumulation of just poor money management over the years, starting from when I was in college, and there was nothing really significant on there, but a lot of older stuff. So my concern now is that recently I've received some calls from collectors, and one of them was as far back as something that occurred in 1999, and I don't know if even some of that stuff was showing up on my report at the time. What sort of recourse do I have if there were things that, when I went through a bankruptcy and there's these little nitpicky things that are starting to pop up that are so far back in the past, they're starting to rear their heads again? I mean what do I do in a situation like that? It shouldn't even be on the report, from my understanding, from that long ago.
Well, one thing I'd probably do is check with your bankruptcy attorney to see if that particular debt was included in the bankruptcies, number one. Two, there is a statute of limitations on how long somebody can actually collect on a debt, so you got to be careful. There are a lot of places out there that are probably trying to scam people and say, hey, look, right. you know, there's a debt that you owe. Then before you know it, you know, all of a sudden you're paying on it or you're responding, and boom, you got to be careful. You can trip that trigger to get that thing started again. There's a financial author named Liz Pullian Weston. She writes for MSN Money. And if you Google, like, you know, how long can debt collectors collect on debts, things of that nature, she has some great information on that particular topic. So there's two different things. How long can information be on your credit report? And how long can a debt collector collect on a debt? So you got two different issues really going on there.
When that debt collector, oftentimes one collector will sell the debt to another.
That's correct.
Collector, does that process of that statute of limitations, does that process start all over
No,
again?
Not when it's sold, but you're correct. Collection agencies tend to sell their debts quite frequently. So, but it's from my understanding, now don't quote me on this, it's from when you first started going past due. That's when that time starts, that ticking clock, you know, how much time it can be a collectible debt. So it's generally when you start to go past due.
All right. And one last question, because I caught the show late. Where are you from? I'm sorry.
We're from Financial Hope Counseling and Education. It's the new name of Consumer Credit Counseling Service. We're right here in Fort Wayne.
These gentlemen are from the nonprofit counseling service here in the Fort Wayne area.
Counseling. All right, I appreciate it.
All right, thank you,
Sean. We appreciate your call and good luck.
Thanks. Bye.
Right, have a good day. Just 8 minutes before we have to close up the program here. We have a few callers on the line. We'll try to get to everyone here. Let's go to Alex on line two. Alex, good afternoon. You're on Midday Matters.
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. I have more or less of a comment rather than an actual question. First, I'd like to thank your guest panelists there for what they do. I think they provide a great service, especially considering the state of the economy that we've seen here recently. But one thing I'd like to point out is that when I was a young man, I was referred to a book called The Richest Man in Babylon. And it's not really a money management in terms of teaching you exactly what to do with your money or how to invest it, but it gives you more of an idea through simple stories that are very relatable, you know, the basic principles of money management, you know, risk management. You know, as you guys had spoken about, you know, even in that book, they point out, you know, 10%, save the 10%, you know, the reason why you're going to do those things. And I think it's important to point that out because I feel that there's a large vacuum today, especially with our youth, not understanding the credit process, what credit means, what it means to have credit, you know, and how to kind of build basic strategies and basic budgets so that they are setting themselves up for the future so that when they are turned loose onto the public, so to speak, they are set off in the right direction.
And that's a great tip. And I actually read that book. I got that book as a gift when I went off to college. So I can vouch for that as well, Alex. Great tip.
Excellent.
We appreciate it.
Excellent information.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a very good day. Just about 5 minutes before the program wraps up here. We have time for one, maybe two more callers. Let's see if we can get Joy on the line here. Joy, good afternoon. You're on Midday Matters.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Go ahead.
So, hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, we have you just fine. Go ahead.
Okay. I was just talking to my partner about this morning. I am looking for somebody, a professional, to help us create a budget for, I mean, we make plenty of money, but we still spend it all. And I just want to see if you know of any resources in Fort Wayne where people can sit down with us and help us build it as something we can follow.
Well, I think I saw some eyes light up in the studio here. Jason, do you have an answer for Joy?
Yes, Joy. We have a program. It's called Life or Debt. It's by Stacy Johnson. And if it's on www.moneytalknews.com, and you can link to that. He does a great free two-hour counseling session on budgeting and the importance of budgeting. And it's very, very interactive, and it's a great, great resource and a great tool that we offer. And I think it will definitely – it walks through the basics, and then it gets into more details of how to start and how to develop and maintain a budget. So that's one good resource that we can point you to right off the bat here.
Okay, great.
And then I'd also give us a call at 432-8200, and we'd love to set you up with a free and confidential appointment with one of our certified financial counselors. We can sit down with you. We'll go over your particular income, living expenses, debt. So we'll give you an action plan with some tips and advice. So that service is absolutely free.
Wow, thank you.
Uh-huh, you're welcome.
All right. Joy, very good luck and have a good day.
You too.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. Just a few minutes left in the program here, gentlemen. And a lot of what we've talked about and what we've heard this hour is that, it's one thing to even start the conversation about money and about budgets and about your credit. It's another thing to be able to implement those. And Michael, I'm sure that, a lot of folks who come to Financial Hope, that's a big hurdle to get over in the first place.
It is. I know a lot of people, when they come to us, they'll say, Mike, I've been having these problems for a long time. I wish I would have contacted you a lot sooner, months ago or years ago, perhaps. So the sooner you contact us or sit down and address your situation, I think you're better off you'll be. But one thing I really want to emphasize for people out there, I know there's a lot of people out there that are they're feeling crushed by their finances. They're feeling hopeless, depressed. And I know it's tough through the holidays because you got the pride thing going on and you're tempted to spend more money, and then you get into the new year and you just make things worse. So just be careful if you're in that particular situation. But if you're in that situation and you're feeling hopeless, you're feeling depressed, give us a call. We'd love to sit down with you, try to help you out. I can't promise a miracle for you, but at least we can give you some guidance and direction. But it's very, very typical. Most people that I see in a counseling session feel that they're the only person, like in Allen County or the United States, that are having financial difficulties. So don't feel like that. Don't feel isolated. Give us a call. Reach out. Get the help that you need. And the trick is, if you are having difficulties, now, you can make the year 2013 a lot better than it is right now. Just take some baby steps.
And Jason Meyer, of course, this is a great time to maybe take a second look at your finances if you haven't, especially as the new year's turning.
Exactly. And we can't stress enough. I mean, I know time is an obstacle with a lot of people, but even an hour, just writing down that income, writing down the expenses, calling us and just walking through the moneytalknews.com, taking that short informational budget class or that budget session online, checking out our website at financialhope.org. We have tips there as well. So any little things you can do, like Mike said, it's baby steps. It's a process. It's a way of life. It is. It's a life-changing thing. And just get on board at any level you can dedicate, but just get on board in some level.
Just about 30 seconds here. Mike LeClaire, I'll give you the last word here. How can people get in touch with you, and what can they expect when they do?
Okay, again, 260-432-8200. 1-800-432-0420 or financialhope.org. They're going to get in touch with somebody. We'll get them lined up with a free counseling session with a certified financial counselor, and at least we can start the process. Again, I'm not promising any miracles, but let's get the process started. Let's take a look at them. We'll give them an action plan and give them a little guidance and direction. And don't get hung up. Again, the big thing I want to stress is don't get hung up on perfection. The thing is, just start with the small steps and you'll work your way there.
Mike LeClaire is Director of Counselors at Financial Hope here in Fort Wayne. Jason Meyer, Director of Business Development at Financial Hope. Gentlemen, I'd like to thank you both for being
you.
With
we
us.
We appreciate
today.
It very much.
Thanks very much to our listeners for tuning in and for your comments and your questions. We'll get the information for Financial Hope up on our Facebook page if you want to check that out. Thanks very much for being with us. I'm Sean Beter, and this is Northeast Indiana Public Radio, broadcasting from the Madge Rothschild Studios at 89.1 HD Channel 1. This is WBOI Fort Wayne and WBKE North Manchester, a service of Manchester University. Fresh Air is up next. We're coming up on 1 o'clock. Have a great day.